Mission Teddy Bear, written by Oko, and read by Sunkitten Shash. A Murderbot fic for the Murderbot Reverse Big Bang 2025. Summary. Yes, I hacked the planetary security system, broke into the house, and drew my weapon. I swear I was just trying to return a lost toy. Did you believe me? Yeah. Neither did Preservation's head of security. It's true, though, and I'll tell you the whole story. The security in the Preservation detention centers were honestly laughable. I thought about asking them if we could have this very uncomfortable meeting at a public cafe instead of this bare room with nothing but a table and chairs. The security wasn't any worse at the cafes, and at least there the humans could have something to eat, and I could pretend to be looking at the holographic art installations to avoid eye contact. Based on the very serious looks on the humans' faces, I did not think this proposal would be well received. Maybe by Rotti, because he loved the elaborate coffee drinks that this planet was known for. But definitely not the rest of them. Planetary Sexus, who is my buddy at this point, sent me a tentative query, asking if I wanted it to unlock all the doors to let me out. I sent back that no, I was fine, and was choosing to be here. It replied with a confused little ping that I took to mean that it thought I was making a terrible and illogical choice. Me too, Sexus. Me too. I realized belatedly that one of the humans was talking. I ran back my recordings to catch up. This is exactly the sort of incident we were afraid of when you insisted we let it onto the planet. That was Planetary Head of Security. I do not like her. Let's not jump to any conclusions until we have the full story, Mensa began, then was cut off by Head of Security. I'll call her HSEC. She told me her name, multiple times, but I kept deleting it from my memory out of spite. Full story? How much more do we need? You bring this killing machine onto our planet, against our recommendations, then we find it breaking into a family's home, weapons drawn, after hacking all our security systems? Okay, I'll admit it didn't sound good when you said it like that. Mensa gave me a long-suffering look. As I was saying, Mensa gave HSEC a cold glare. I would like to hear SEC Unit's version of the story before we do anything we'll regret. The implication was, very clearly, I will make you regret it if you don't. I like Mensa. SEC Unit is an independently contracted member of our team. It has full rights under Preservation Alliance law and is entitled to legal counsel. I'm counseling that we all shut up and let it tell us what happened before we violate any basic being rights. Which would be very unfortunate and certainly require litigation, said Pin Lee, even as she dropped the relevant legislation into our feeds. Pin Lee is especially likable when she's threatening other people instead of me. HSEC looked furious. I could see her through the cameras that Sexus was helpfully providing access to, so I got a nice multi-angle view of it. It was awesome. By all means, then, let the contract killing machine tell its side of the story, said HSEC. She was not good at keeping calm, which is why humans shouldn't be allowed to do their own security. They let their emotions get in the way. Mensa turned to me. SEC Unit, can you tell us what happened? I thought about cutting together a highlights reel and sending it to their feeds, but it seemed like we were all trying to pretend like I was a human, so I fixed my eyes at a point above all their heads to avoid eye contact and started talking. we arrived at Preservation Planet 13 two local cycles ago. The rest of my team was inside the Capitol building, relying on human security, while I was standing in the planetary transit system because I was not allowed into said Capitol building. HSEC and the rest of her security team had not wanted me on the planet's surface at all, so this was the compromise. I hadn't even wanted to come to their stupid planet. I hate planets. But Mensa thought it made a statement about my personhood to insist that I be treated like a full member of her scientific/diplomatic entourage. Which was both stupid, legally I'm not a person, even in Preservation, and it hadn't worked. I was stuck in the transit system, and not with them in the damned Capitol building. Calm down. That was art on my feed. It was up in orbit, waiting for us to be done with this visit, so we could all go back to deep space exploration. And, you know, the other things Art's crew got up to. I'm perfectly calm, I replied. It wasn't true. Art knew it wasn't true. I knew it knew it wasn't true. Mensa and the team were only scheduled to be gone for less than one local cycle. I promised Mensa I would stay on the planet. I suspected she was also worried about the human security. She's smart like that. So I couldn't go back to Art to watch media, however much both Art and I wanted me to. I tried putting some on in my feed there in the transit station, but I was too anxious to get into it. They'll be all right. This is an allied planet. They're only here to present their research findings and talk to some diplomats. I hated it when Ark told me things I already knew. It helped all the same. Maybe that was part of the problem. There really wasn't a security concern here. I was standing there being anxious for no good reason. Other than I have anxiety because of my organic parts, but that's a whole other issue. I was bored and wanted something to do. That was when I noticed something anomalous on the ground, 3.1 meters to my left. All the humans and augmented humans were stepping over it or around it without sparing it a second glance. The item was a stuffed bear. I'd seen human children on Preservation carrying them around, but never one unattended like this. Side note, I do not understand why human children would want to play with a pretend bear. Bears can kill you. I've had to protect humans on planets from bears and bear-like megafauna on multiple occasions, and it's not fun at all. They'd be better off with stuffed friendly flora, if anything. I could feel Art's amusement as it rode my feed when I walked over and picked up the bear. It was tattered and worn, which indicated to me that whatever human it belonged to probably used it a lot. I imagined such a human child would have become attached to the bear. I'd seen this in media. Human children bond to objects like this and use them for comfort, like I use media. They wouldn't have abandoned it in this transit station on purpose. They probably lost it by accident. They probably missed this bear. Yes, I was feeling sentimental about some human child I'd never met. Yes, I'm embarrassed about it. Yes, I was trying to tell the whole story so that Pinley wouldn't get angry at me for leaving bits out of the official record. I tried to make my arms put the bear back where I'd found it. It seemed wrong, though, to put it back on the ground where it didn't belong. It belonged with its human. Art sarcastically put a mission report in my feed. No, I didn't know you could be sarcastic with mission report pings either. Art constantly astounded me. A. Put item back down and pretend you didn't see it. B. Bring to lost and found. C. locate owner. C1, hand item over. C2, sneak item into owner's belongings. It took me 1.4 seconds to conclude that I would be doing option C2. Wait, Rati, who was laughing hysterically at this point, said. Ort was obviously joking. Why in the planet's name didn't you just take it to Lost and Found? Wait, who is Ort? Were you not working alone? HSEC asked, her eyes darting to the door like she expected an army of SEC units to come blasting through at any second. Rati waggled his eyebrows and unhelpfully said, Ort is its partner. No, it's not. I made eye contact with Rati just to glare at him. The SEC unit has a marital partner? HSEC asked, helplessly confused. No, I don't. Mensa, tell them I don't. Mensa shrugged, with a little quirk of a smile. Ort is SEC unit's nickname for perihelion. It's the deep space research vessel we're traveling on right now. They're not marital partners, but they are very close. HSEC looked from human to human, as though hoping one of them would tell her this was all a very elaborate practical joke. The SEC unit is in a relationship with a bot pilot? I had lost control of the conversation. I rolled back my footage and watched it again to try to figure out how it had derailed so far, so quickly. I don't like that word, I said. Then, in an attempt to get things back on track, to answer Rati's original question, I chose option C2 because I was bored. I would like to get back to my story now. HSEC looked like she was about to have an aneurysm at this point. I could tell she wanted to know more about Ort, but Pinley had dropped a legal brief about rights of the accused into all our feeds while I was talking, and it included a provision about not coercing them as they made their depositions. Mensa's face did something funny. Then she said, Go on. What happened next? The first obvious step was to hack the transit station security and review the footage. It being a preservation planet, this took about 3.5 seconds, and that's only because I was distracted by Ort doing the bot version of laughing in my feed. I had a pretty good idea when owner must have lost item. It had to be some time between when the cleaner bots did their last sweep and when I arrived. This only left a few hours of video to go through. I dropped half in Ort's feed and started reviewing the other half myself. Found it, said Ort, after only 10.9 seconds. Show off. It sent me a snippet of footage showing a small human. I'm not good at age, but this one was clearly a child based on their stature and by the way a larger human held their hand, who was holding the bear. I paused the footage to label the human as owner, then restarted the video. The adult tugged owner along behind them. Another human bumped into them, causing owner to lose hold of the bear. They tried to go back for it, but the adult didn't notice what had happened and gave a frustrated huff and dragged owner away. That was 1.6 hours ago. Since I was already into the transit security, it was easy to follow the cameras and see which shuttle owner and the adult got onto. They were headed for a series of residential areas outside the city. I checked the video at each stop along the shuttle's route until I saw owner and the adult human get off the shuttle. The station was called Meadow Farm, which was an objectively dumb name for a residential area with neither meadows nor farms. I suspected they thought it sounded peaceful. I followed them until they went out of range of transit security. I needed access to Planetary Sexus to do a body scan recognition comparing owner and the transit footage to the residents of Meadow Farm. Mensa told you not to start an interplanetary incident. She was very clear that meant not hacking any major planetary systems, said Art, even as it started working up potential codes to hack Sexus and dropping them into my feed. Art was a bad influence. I stand by that. It'll be fine, I replied. We can't start an interplanetary incident if we don't get caught. Oops. Mensa put her head in her hands. Rati was still laughing. Pin Lee was already crafting my legal defense in her private feed. HSEC began frantically sending alerts to her team. SEC unit, did you hack this planet's security system? Pin Lee dropped my right to remain silent into my feed. We easily could have, I said, mostly to be difficult. If you were going to have such shitty security, you shouldn't be surprised when it got hacked. Mensa gave me a stern look that meant she thought I wasn't as funny as I thought I was. Yes, but did you? She asked. It's not really hacking if it lets me in, I pointed out. Plus, I told Art, it's not really hacking if it lets me in. That's a technicality and you know it, said Art, just to be an asshole. It already knew we were doing this. I sent an image from my stored memory of me flipping Art off. I backburnered Art, it settled in to watch, and opened a line to Sexus. Query. Access? Reason. Return lost property to citizen. I sent the footage of owner dropping the bear. It pinged me back cheerfully enough. Security here was lax enough that it was believable that a SEC unit would be using the main planetary security system to return a lost teddy bear. Classic preservation. Query. Clearance? It was asking who had authorized my access. Surely Mensa wouldn't mind. Authorization access. Dr. Mensa. I sent along her ID code so it could find that she was in fact on the planet and had previously been a planetary leader for another Preservation Alliance planet and had brought along a SEC unit for security. I left out the part where I hadn't actually asked her. Sorry, Mensa. Access granted. Assistance needed? I asked it to run the body scans and get me an address for owner. I liked Sexus. It didn't ask too many questions. It really should have asked more questions before giving out the name and address of a private citizen to a strange rogue SEC unit. You should work on that, I added helpfully. HSEC looked to Mensa like she was going to defend her, but Mensa nodded and said she agreed. I used one of my hard currency cards to pay the fare and made my way out to Meadow Farm. It smelled even more like a planet out here than at the transit station. I didn't like it. I thought about spending more of my hard currency for a taxi bot to get me the rest of the way, then decided that I would likely have to wait till it was dark to return item anyways, so I may as well walk and save the currency for important things like upgraded media and maybe a new set of clothes. By the time I reached owner's house, it was nearing nightfall. The sun in this system was below the horizon, and the planet's four moons were beginning to rise. There were silhouettes in the window of owner's house, two large humans and one small. I wondered if they were upset without their bear. I decided they probably were, and the thought made me so uncomfortable that I put on Rise and Fall of Sanctuary Moon to avoid having emotions. I felt Art hovering in my feed, watching along with me. It was comforting. I waited until it was fully dark. I ran a heat scan diagnostic of the house and saw that all three humans had gone to their bedrooms. I approached the house. Query. access to private residence. Reason, return lost property with low risk of escalation due to contact with SEC unit. I politely asked my friend Sexis. It also didn't want its humans being distressed by the sight of a SEC unit, so it agreed to let me in. The doors on the house clicked open. Pinley sent us a document outlining the definition of an illegal hack, showing that, in a very technical sense, making friends with the security system didn't constitute one. If only mostly because nobody had ever thought to do it before. HSEC opened her mouth to speak a few times, then closed it and gestured for me to continue. I made my footfalls nearly silent as I crept into the house. I was fairly sure that Sexis would shut down any emergency calls before they could make it out, but I'd rather avoid that. I followed the map of the house I'd constructed based on blueprints in the planetary database while I'd been waiting for the humans to go to sleep. Owner's room was through the living room, two doors down, one on the left. Their door was unlocked, and I entered the room. The human in the bed was so tiny. This one tossed and turned in their bed. I wondered if they usually used the bear to help them sleep. I thought about trying to slip it into the bed, but that would result in waking owner, and I didn't really want to risk a tearful reunion between owner and item, which might result in them wanting to hug me. Or, you know, owner waking up and screaming bloody murder. I had just decided to leave item on the dresser when I made my mistake. I didn't use the word mistake in front of HSEC, I just said it happened, but yeah, it was a mistake. In my defense, I've generally avoided spending too much time on planets, and had never encountered megafauna being kept inside houses recreationally before. I'd seen it in media before, but media is often wrong, and I'd sort of assumed this was one of those things that existed in media, but not real life. I mean, it really seems like it wouldn't be real, right? Why would anyone keep a domesticated wolf in their house? Humans' ability to do stupid things that endanger their lives never ceases to amaze me. Anyways, the dog came out of nowhere. It didn't attack me, but it did make a very loud noise that caused three things to happen all at once. One, I was startled and raised the energy weapons built into my arms. I didn't fire them. I think that's worth noting. Two, owner woke up and started screaming. Probably because of the terrifying murderbot in their room with its energy weapons pointed at the family pet. And three, numbers one and two woke up the parents who came running in. Or, at the time, I thought they'd immediately come running in. I realized later they had first called their local security. Not planetary security, because Sexis would have told me, but I wasn't monitoring the local security feed. Again, I'm admitting this was a mistake. There was tons of shouting, and Art was making fun of me in my feed, and the dog was still barking. It was a lot, okay? I should have gotten out of there, but I really wanted to explain myself. I don't know why, but it was important to me that the little human knew that I hadn't broken in to murder them in their sleep or something. Shit like that causes trauma. Well, that was a mistake, because less than a minute later, local security, also shouting for some reason, came barging in. They had cute little projectile weapons that one of them was holding incorrectly, but I'm sure they tried their best. I want on record that I didn't even consider killing them all and fleeing the planet. Well, not seriously anyways. Okay, maybe I thought about it. But I didn't do it, and that's what matters. But if I had, I'm pretty sure Art would have helped me flee. It's ride or die like that. Anyways, bottom line is, I didn't hurt anyone. I put my hands in the air, like that would stop me for more than 0.1 seconds, and let them lead me out. They called planetary security. Sexis checked with me before allowing the alert to go out. HSEC and her team showed up with slightly bigger projectile weapons. Still not big enough to do anything besides piss me off, but again, I'm sure they did their best. They put me in a transport bot, which I could have hacked, but didn't, and drove me to the Planetary Detention Center. So, you're all caught up. That's the whole story.
Do you honestly expect us to believe any of that?
HSEC said, incredulous. I'm sure SecUnit could provide any corroborating evidence needed for your records, Mensa replied calmly. HSEC looked around at all the other humans, one by one.
You all actually believe it, don't you? That a rogue SecUnit broke into a family residence to return a lost teddy bear? Really?
Rati grinned. Pretty in character, if you ask me. It's not the stupidest thing you've done, Art said over everyone's feeds. Even HSEC's. HSEC jumped.
Who was that?
Perihelion, could you prepare for departure?
Mensa said, again, into all our feeds.
Perihelion? Has your ship hacked my feed? And what do you mean, departure? I'm nowhere near ready to release any of you!
HSEC's pulse was fast, and her breath rate was accelerated. Fair enough. Art had that effect on me sometimes, too.
Does the head of security require some incentives to release you?
In my experience, Art's incentives usually involved illegally weaponized systems.
Mensa knew this, too.
That won't be necessary, she said out loud, presumably assuming, correctly, that Art was riding my feed and had access to my cameras and eyes. I'm sure when we come to a mutually agreeable...
Mensa was cut off by another security officer entering the room. He walked over to HSEC, whispered something in her ear, then dropped a bunch of files into her feed. Her mouth dropped wide open, and she stared at me.
The family is dropping all charges. Their child begged them to, as they insisted that the intruder had returned their favorite teddy bear and hadn't hurt anyone. They reviewed their security footage and found that SecUnit did nothing but walk in, place the bear on the dresser, and go to leave when it was interrupted by the family dog.
Told you.
I almost said how ridiculous it was that a family would believe that the murder bot broke into their house to return a toy and not to, you know, murder them all. Then I remembered that, one, this was preservation and they're all disgustingly trusting, and, two, it was actually true. Pinley didn't hesitate. She sent a request for the documents showing that there were no charges being held against me. HSEC, somewhat grudgingly, sent them, and Pinley rapidly reviewed them. She nodded to me and Mensa. We were good to go. Well, now that that's in order, we do apologize for any confusion, and we'll be on our way. Thanks ever so much for hosting us.
Mensa grabbed my hand and dragged me out of the room before I could say anything else. As soon as we were outside, Mensa looked at Pinley, who looked at Rati, who looked at me, and they all began laughing uncontrollably.
They were taking so long at it that I started up an episode of Sanctuary Moon while I waited. Eventually, they regained control of themselves.
I'll say this, things are never dull with you around, Mensa said fondly. It's why I'm so fond of you, chimed in Art. I'm going to hug you now, Mensa warned. Then me, added Rati. Pindley had mercy on me and settled for a warm smile. Two hugs, back to back, and my performance reliability didn't drop at all. That's what you call character growth. With my friends following, we made our way back to the transit station to catch Art's hopper back to where it was waiting in orbit, and on to the next adventure. The end. Thanks for listening.